down in the scrub oak timbers of the southeast Texas Gulf. They're used to ride a brakeman, and the brakeman double tough. He worked the town of Kilgore and Longview 9 miles down. And us travelers called him East Texas Red, the meanest bull around. If you rode by night or by broad daylight, in the wind and the snow and sun, you'd always see little East Texas Red sporting his smooth running gun. Well, the tail got switched down the stems and the manes, and everybody said that the meanest man on the shiny irons was little East Texas Red. It was early in the morning and along towards 9 or 10, when a couple of boys on the hunt of a job stood in the blizzard and wind. Hungry and cold, they knocked on the doors of the working folks around for a piece of meat or a spud or two to boil their stew around. Red come down the cinder dump, and he flagged down number two. He kicked their bucket over a bush, dumped out all of their stew. One traveler said, "Mr. East Texas Red, you better get your business fixed right, because you're gonna ride your little black train just 1 year from tonight." Well, Red just laughed as he climbed the bank, swung on the side of a wheeler. The boys called a tanker to Seminole and westward to Amarillo. They struck them a job of oil field work, and they followed the pipeline down. And it took them lots of places till 1 year had rolled around. On one cold and wintry day, they hooked them a Gulf-bound train. They shivered and they shook with dough in their clothes to old Kilgore again. Over hills of sand and hard-froze roads where the cotton wagons roll. Out past the town of Kilgore and on to old Longview, with their warm suits of clothes and their overcoats, they walk into a store. They paid the man for some meat and stuff, boil their stew once more. They walk the ties back to the yard, and they came to the same old spot East Texas Red just 1 year ago had dumped their last stew pot. The smoke from their fire went higher and higher, and a man come down the line. He ducked his head in the blizzard a wind and waved old number 9. He walked off down the cinder dump, and he come to the same old spot. And there was the same two men again around that same stew pot. Red went to his knees and he hollered, "Please don't pull that trigger on me. I never did get my business fixed." But Red never got his say. A gun wheeled out of an overcoat, and it played the old one too. Red laid dead while the other two men sat down to eat their stew.